I am Dr. Diana Dixon. I am the CEO and founder of Pump with Purpose. We are a global lactation and postpartum private practice teaching women all across the world to breast pump. I'm a doctor of public administration, a certified lactation counselor, a certified breastfeeding specialist, a certified postpartum doula, a certified life coach, as well as a master certified life coach.
What inspired you to create Pump with a Purpose?
So Pump with Purpose actually started out of my weaning journey. So I have two children, and my first son, he was born. I thought at work when I was back in corporate America, I was like, I'm going to have a baby and the baby's going to be born in 20 minutes and the baby's just going to pop out. It's just going to be amazing. Yeah, well, go into labor. His heart rate couldn't contain, was starting out vaginal. And then they said if his heart rate dropped three times, I'd have to go on emergency C-section. Well, his heart rate dropped three times. His lungs collapsed when he came out from the C-section. His lungs collapsed at birth. He had to be resuscitated, immediately taken to the NICU, almost immediately. I had a few, to see him for a moment. He laid on my chest for maybe like a minute or two. And I'm like, why is he here? Like, take him. He needs to go make sure he's okay. My husband went off with him. I was left on the table, literally just sitting there, not having anything. I went to the room for recovery. No one told me to hand express or try to start stimulation before baby was born. No one told me anything. I went to my room. No one, they gave me a pump, gave me a kit. That was it. I had to teach and learn how to do everything on a whim. It was a lot. So I became an exclusive pumper early on. His lung, tongue tied and lip tied. So I was trying to nurse. It wasn't working well. And exclusive pumping, I didn't know it was a thing. I just was like, I need to get this milk. I want to, get my baby off of formula. I knew that wasn't a long-term goal for me. So I worked hard for 6 weeks trying to get baby off of formula, which I was able to do. Ended up with an oversupply, saved 3,000 ounces to get my, because I knew I wouldn't have another, why'd I do this again, but I wanted to. I knew we wouldn't have another child pretty close together. So at 9 months, we were starting to try. So I wanted to have enough milk to get him from 9 months to 12 months so he didn't have to go back on formula. So I did that. And so my second son, when he was born, literally, just going through all of that, I was like, everyone told me I wasn't going to be successful at pumping. Because, wasn't a thing, where it is now, where it's just more, prevalent that it can happen going back to work. People don't talk about these things. So second son was born. I was like, well, I'm just going to prove the world wrong. I'm just going to pump as long as I can. So I had a 2-year goal in mind. So I hit about to hit the 2-year mark and I was getting sad and I was getting like, it didn't have to end. Spoiler alert. I went another year just to continue to prove the world wrong and went over 3 years. But I got really sad around that 2-year mark. I really understood like why nursing wasn't for me. Everyone that was having a baby and having to pump was talking to me. I was helping so many other families. I helped my own journey. I fed my infant and my toddler for over 3 years, breast milk. Like it was my dream, but I was getting sad because I'm like, well, supply was still decreasing. So I was like getting sad. So I was like, well, why don't you write a book? Well, I talk better than I can write. I'll be very honest. I'm a very technical writer, background in corporate America, high profile, high scrutiny. I don't like to write. If I ever wrote a book one day, if you're ever surprised, it's going to be with a ghostwriter, right? My ideas, but I'm going to have a ghostwriter. I'm not that person. I love to talk. So I started the business up and just like wanted to focus on pumping because that's what I do well. Everyone's like, start a business. What are everybody asking you about? So I started it up and I just started seeing people. I got certified, did all the certifications. And in August, a couple of months later, after I finished all the certifications, started up the business. And it's been history ever since, helping over 2,700 families and counting in almost 3 years. Oh, my 3-year anniversary will be next year. It's just been a whirlwind. And so to help so many families during a fragile time, I remember how fragile it was for me just with everything. And I know we'll get into it. It just seems so right. And to just help so many families overcome that has been a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Can you tell me what you, how you help with?
Yes.
So, with purpose?
Yes. So we help women all across the world to breast pump. We help them to increase their milk supply with the right pump flange products and schedule through personalized care and to change the world one pumping family at a time. So what we do is we offer premier pumping consults. That's our signature offer where if someone is prenatal and they want to have a baby, they're going to have a baby. They get all the help around the world with nursing, a lot of things, or even after the baby is born, a lot of help with nursing. So we help prenatal as well as after baby is born postpartum, and no one helps with pumping. But per research, 85% of women need to usually use a breast pump by 4 months. Who is helping them to do so? There are thousands of pumps on the market. They hit the streets day after day, or seems like anyway. Someone's always creating something. It's a huge industry, but no one's teaching them how to use it. All the different features and technologies. Like, everyone's just like, here's a pump. Here's some flanges. Here, use these settings. I found them on Google. Hey, here, this is what you need. No one's talking to them about their body. It's been found in research. Individualizing breast pumping to a woman's body is critical for their success. So, we just love helping women to, and during the postpartum phase, there's so much going on. Postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, postpartum concerns, and not really having the help, not really knowing like what it takes. We're used to suffering in silence, or I work with a lot of high performing women. So like to first of all, even ask for help. So first of all, they even say we're struggling. So second of all, even say like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. It takes a lot. And so most people just say, well, just give formula. And formula is a great thing and it has its use. But if women want to feed their babies from their body in their own terms, in their own way, they need help to be able to do so. It's tied to getting better results by helping women to reach their goals. Whatever their goals are, they need help to reach them. And my goal is to make it so easy for them to really understand their body, take the guesswork out of it, actually give them help, not just try to sell them product after product after product. And the industry is just full of people just trying to not really give them care, but also really figure out what they actually need. You don't need thousands of products. You don't need all these pumps that cost all this money. We need to help you to figure out what you need and only what you need. So if you want to buy the fancy thrills and bells and whistles, great, but you kind of know what your body actually likes. Our bodies tell us what it likes when we take a step back and listen to it. Do you prefer something faster? Do you prefer something slower? Do you have concerns? And I think families need that support, not just within ourselves, but also from the people around us. When I tell people I try to be very cautious and inclusive partners, right? And someone always has a story. Well, I remember when my partner was doing it, they were so sad. They were so upset. They didn't feel like, you know, they felt like a failure. Those are words that we have. Those are words that we use. And no one is trying to help them figure out what is the problem. So you find these disconnects with families of like, that's a dark time for them. That's a time that they weren't excited. I want them to look back on their journey. And even though they may have been served some lemons, I was served some lemons, but I helped to make some lemonade. Being able to feed my children from my body in my own terms, in my own way, is something that I will always be proud of. I started my motherhood journey with things that I did not expect, but to turn it around, because I promise you, for anyone listening to me under the sound of my voice, this is just the beginning. All things just evolve. Our experiences as parents evolve. One minute it's, you know, being able to lactate. The next minute is how the baby's talking, walking, how they're meeting their milestones. If there are any underlying concerns that may be present with baby life. Getting that confidence early on that you can tackle the world is something that women need to know. And when at their most vulnerable moments, someone to say, you can do this. You got this. I'm with you. I am in the trenches with you. Like, I'm not the person that's like, you know, I want to stroke your back and make sure you're good too. But I'm like, no, let's roll up our sleeves. Let's figure out who we got to go after. Let's figure out who we got to talk to. Let's get you some answers. Let's talk to your doctor. Let's bring them in. Milk supply is made from my blood. So many people out here trying to tackle buying all these products. Nope. Let's talk. Let's bring in your doctor. Let's figure out something's going on with your blood. So many people have underlying concerns that have not been tackled because everyone's like, well, now everybody can make milk. Why the heck not? If I can't, I need you to tell me why. And I need to understand this. And we're putting people on. And this week is Black Maternal Health Week. On top of that, I am African American. And like really being able to help women. Black women, we have the lowest rates for breastfeeding. We have the highest mortality rates for ourselves and our children. And so I'm not going to lie. You know, that was a part of it. That was part of my branding. I help women no matter what their race and ethnicity is. But I will be remiss if I did not say that I'm out here trying to change the world. I'm out here trying to let people know, unsexualize all of this, like, you know, breastfeeding and all the things. We know we need to give our babies our milk. We need to make sure that we can do so and hold people accountable to helping us figure out what is wrong if something is wrong. I will admit, maybe not everyone will be able to fully feed their baby from their body, but everyone needs to understand why. They need to understand, is there something going on? We don't know. And we just end our journeys, move on, still sad, still upset, still having regret, still having remorse, because we don't have any answers. and we deserve answers. And my goal is to make sure that the families that decide to pull up and work with me, we can really help them figure out the answers. Is it just the tools are wrong? Do I need help you to fix your pump, flanges, product schedule? Is it that you don't know how to effectively empty out your breast because someone gave you a pump with 6,200 settings on it and be like, you figure it out, right? Is it that you have some type of underlying concern going on? We need to bring in your doctor to figure out if something else is going on. Those are usually one of those things that are a factor with women not being able to feed their baby from their body, and they deserve to know. And it's my mission that when they put the dirt on top of me, that I will have lived out my second dream that I didn't even know I had, was to help to change the world one pumping family at a time.
For the women you have helped, do you see their confidence level rise? Oh,
not just me. When the significant others see the confidence rise, oh, it matters. It's just like so many families, they'll tell me like, you're my last resort. And I don't want to be your last resort. I don't want to be the first resort. But when that family sees that significant other, it's like, wait a minute. Or they go back to work and they're like, hey, who that pumping lady that helped you? Because said significant other that works with me, their coworker wife is struggling right now. They're having issues. Who that lady again? And they're passing my name up around. They're like, hey, you know, who is this woman that is out here? You watch them. I also watch them when they pull up and they're sad and they, you know, just are lost in the sauce and don't know where to go. And just to watch them evolve as our time together is together. It's an amazing thing to watch. It is. And then to watch them later on or the women that I see the fire. I saw someone today and I was like, I don't know what your truth is. Because if you think what we do here is all about the consults, it's not. It's about encouragement well past that. So, you know, she's getting her doctoral degree and I got my doctorate degree. So I know where she's getting her master's in hopes for a doctoral degree. And I was like, she was like, but I'm just so busy. I'm so stressed out. I'm so overworked. I'm trying to pump. I work full time. And like all, and I was like, I've been there. I did all the things that you do. So because I attract high performing women and I've been on both sides of it, it really helps to give them that word of encouragement that no one else can understand. To be able to work with these women that, you know, they are doctors, lawyers, you know, high performing. They do all kinds of amazing things. First responders, whatever any healthcare workers, teachers. I mean, the list just goes on and off. Military personnel. Like, I'm just so proud to be able to touch so many families that are willing to give it a chance to be like, this woman, she's on social media. She got 15 platforms. She's everywhere all the time. Instagram is our largest platform. We try to go live every day to realize like, hey, we're not this person just trying to just be out here. We genuinely care about the pumping community. If you're putting a pump to your nips, we want to be a part of your journey. And to watch that transformation, not just us. And then let's not talk about the grandmas, right? The people that are just watching, that are coming in to help. And then they see this transformation that takes place. Even my own mom, like my struggle was not for me. It was for me, but it's for the people that came behind me, for not just my followers and my clients, but let's talk about my family. Let's talk about my younger cousins that are now feeding their babies from their bodies in their own way. Let's talk about my sister-in-law that's feeding my nephew on his own terms. And I have a support. Not that I didn't have support, but it's so much easier when you go through things and people see the results from it. It makes it easier for the people coming behind you. The way more confidence. There's no like, well, if someone is not able to nurse like they had envisioned and may, you know, be pumping, or people, my cousin's wife, she's pumping and nursing. Like, just to watch that she whip it out anywhere. Like, just to watch that confidence that's like, I'm gonna do this. Even my sister-in-law, she'll pump in wherever. Like, some of this was not for me. Some of this was for the people coming behind me, that they don't have to struggle, that they don't have to go at this alone, that they don't have to wonder why they were served this card, and really just help. They got to mourn their own journey in their own way. I don't take that from them, but it is so good to take some lemons and make lemonade that maybe your birth didn't go like you wanted. Maybe your postpartum journey didn't go like you wanted. Maybe your lactation journey didn't go like you wanted. But if you are able to find that positive in the midst of the storm to get you through, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, they can change the world themselves in their own way. Maybe they won't start a practice. Maybe they won't do lactation, but I promise you, they will help encourage the next person that they meet, that maybe in the doctor's office and they see a pregnant person and they're like, wait a minute. And then you have that conversation and like, yeah, a great journey, right? Like, it's the, my son started a daycare and the director is expecting right now. And she's like, oh, I have to have a plan C-section. I'm like, I had both, had a regular C-section and a, you know, plan C-section. And just to watch that comfort that evolves over their face after they're like, wait a minute, and you made it through and you're okay and you're smiling on the other end of it. Like, sometimes how we approach things and how we surround ourselves with people and their positivity about something can change it for the next person. And I saw that relief. The stories are just endless of the women that I approach this platform from a positive space and place. I say it's a positive space and safe space and place for pumping. And what that means is that there's so much negativity going on in the world. If you find someone that they'll be downers all the time, right? But if you find someone that people are like, you're not gonna be successful approaching this from a positive aspect, well, I am. And I get to help women to just, not to say it'll go away and everything is peaches and cream and rainbows in the sky, but if you can like take a situation and dissect it and figure out what's going on and accomplish it, there's nothing else you can't do later. That's my belief.
Yeah, even with the confidence, how do your programs help someone's mental health?
You know, I meet women, I have women that have mental health concerns. They may be struggling with postpartum depression. They may be struggling with postpartum anxiety. Some may have not identified it yet. Some may, you know, still, you know, think it's the baby blues or whatever. And they don't realize, you know, that this is something that is, has an extension and is well past, just to normalize it. Just mental health doesn't have to mean per se, medication, but finding out what the concern is, being able to talk about it, being able to find your truth, to find people that can help you to understand what you need. I am not that person, but I have a whole army and list of people, whole organizations that are out here specializing in postpartum. So even if I notice something and I can say, hey, join this free support group. Hey, join this free, you know, this group that may help, or, you know, figuring out what people need and normalizing that it looks different for everyone. Someone may need some assistance, but to normalize it so women aren't feeling like they're the only one that's going through things in their postpartum journey is what's important to me. Is what's important to me is what I believe in. I really want to help women to just figure out what they need and align themselves with those resources to help them to be able to do so. So they don't feel left out. So they don't feel lonely. So they don't feel like the only person. And when you do the work pays off. So I meet women that have already, they've done the work to identify. And they're like, yes, this happened. And I'm, you know, dealing with this. I have a therapist. I am talking with someone. I am taking something. I am, you know, just working through all the emotions. And I want at the end of the day, for them to be able to say that with confidence. And if they're not there yet, helping them to figure out what's going to help them to get there. Doesn't mean feeding their baby from their body. So they have another thing that's positive that they can look forward to. Is it that their baby, they get to stay home? I mean, so many, you know, they didn't stay home with their family to be a stay at home mom and watch them to be able to be with their child every day. Like whatever it is, I want them to be able to understand that they can do whatever they need to do to make it to the next step. And that's what it's all about. It's not with me per se that I help with that, but I have an army list of resources that can just help women normalize when there's something going on that people want to shrug under the rug to just be like, it'll get better. That wait and see approach does not work. Figuring out what is going on and talking to people that can help you to identify the concerns and to normalize it for you and for others is what it's all about.
Your passion is very infectious.
It is. It's a gift. It's not, it's just, we need more people that's not ashamed to stand up. That's not ashamed to go through the storm with people. And it can be sad. It can be hard, but to align them with other safe space and places is what I want for them. Like, this is not easy, and this work is not meant for everyone. People think it's cute to be like, well, I want the postpartum space. No, it's not. You really have to be able to put on that whole armor and suit up and be ready for what the day brings. I never know what's going to happen until that person pulls up, if the tears start to happen, and being able to align. I've done a perinatal mental health course where I knew that it wasn't for me to continue, but that was my strength. Like, that's my biggest thing that I learned. It's like, I'm here to like know how to identify, know how to find you the resources. And that's important because other people are like, but that's not my jam. So, you know, have a good day. I helped you to do what I needed to do. No, when you're listening and working with the person, you have to encounter their whole being, their whole self. And if you don't want to do that, then that's important for people to realize that maybe that person is not aligned with you. I want to help people to touch their whole self, even if I'm not the person that's doing it. I want to be a part of their puzzle.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
You know, for me, this helped my own mental health. So, it took me a while to realize that being able to help other women not go through what I went through was what I would want. I armed my practice to be what I would have wanted someone to help me with. So, what that looks like is being able to identify when something is not serving me, when I have a new passion that looks different, that, you know, this is what I'm called in to do. So being a mom, being able to go through my own challenges with my family and like watch my children as they grow, to be home. Not I still, you know, work in my practice, but if, you know, I need to take off, if my child is sick, just to be able to click that calendar button to be able to just close out because, you know, my husband does work and he, you know, has a whole high profile job. Both of us couldn't career climb. I career climb in a different way for me, for my family. It was playing in my children's mental health. Like, as far as like, I noticed a difference to them from them and with them once I was able to come out of that environment. I used to take two trains into DC to try to get to work and go into work and stay there. Dropped them off at the crack dawn of daycare opening, and then daycare would open. And then I'd take the two trains in and then leave my children at 4 months to go back to work. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Don't get me wrong. But I get to help families be okay. That their future may look different, and then come back on the train and pray and hope that, you know, the train makes it back because, you know, coming out of DC and down the train, you never know. People decide to stay, you know, do other things, or it gets broken down, or whatever the reason is. Come pick my children up at 5:30. They've been there 11 hours. Then come home, kind of do the morning routine, get them ready, stuff ready for the next day at school. I got two kids that are 18 months apart. I basically got two kids at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to child rear them and make sure they're getting in, meeting their milestones and their marks. And like, but now to do this on this end when they're older and they're active more, they're playing soccer, they're doing all these things, and to be able to look at them and smile and be happier doing something that I love is a different stress in a different way, but I would not trade this for the world. Just to watch myself after COVID was hard. I did not want to go back anywhere, and I like to be here. And it's a different environment, it's a different thing that I do. And if that ever happens to come one day that I may step foot back in somewhere else that I'm not the CEO of, then I'll cross that bridge when it comes. But I love doing what I do, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My mental health is so much stronger. I'm so much more confident. I shedded that corporate exterior, if that makes sense. Like when you pull up and you're not like trying to meet a certain look and a certain how you talk and how you act and how you conduct yourself and how you dress and all the things. And so being, I still am me, but to finally figure, I told someone in my family, I was like, I finally know who I am without any influence from anywhere else. Like what I set up in my practice is me, and no one will make me shave from it. When people are like, can you do this instead? Nope. We're not aligned. We're not meant to be. If you don't see me as who I am, as someone that's gonna, you know, only tell the truth, my highest brand value is honesty. So I'm gonna be an honest person. I'm not going to join the crowd and do the easy way and the popular way out. I'm gonna give people the real deal, holy feel, the secret sauce, even if it's hard to hear. Eat, because what people need that. We need to stop this cookie cutter. I'm okay, you know. You got to give some people. You may have to give it hard to someone else. Like, we need to do this. Someone else, you'd be like, maybe you may wish to consider. So knowing how to talk to people in the way that they need to, but being able to reach them past their exterior and reach them to their soul is what I'm about. And helping people to do so, it's a gift. I didn't want this gift. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, God, this is really for me? Like, what? You want me to do what? Like, what? I fought it. I fought it every day. But then day and day kept going on, and more tears were shed of like, this is what I need to do. This is what I meant to do. I left in the middle of a formula crisis. People needed me at that time. It wasn't right. What was happening wasn't good. And I needed to be there full time for these families. And they trusted me. They pulled up. They just see me on social media. They don't know me. Like, what? But they needed to be able to not have to pay all that money, or be able to go to store to store to store to store trying to find it, or every time you turn around, I don't bring it up often, like still the recalls and things that are taking place. So women want to feed their baby from their body in their own terms, in their own way. I want them to know about Pump with Purpose. It is my duty to have them to know about Pump with Purpose. And that's, and even the days that are hard, because I'm not gonna pretend entrepreneurship is not for the weak. Okay, it is not for the weak. But if I pull up every single day, if I'm having a rough day and I'm on the couch and I'm just like, then I'll get a message. Oh my gosh, thank you. I just doubled my milk supply. And I'm like, that's the sign I needed. So when I have those rough days of like, are you seeing me? Then I get a message from someone like you that's like, hey, can I interview you for a podcast? You don't know me from a hill of beans. And I'm like, that's that sign that's needed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. So every time I get down or something will happen, I'm like, send my operations manager a message. Like, guess what? Guess what? I don't even know who this is, but he contacted me, want to feature poem with purpose. And I'm like, it's amazing. Like, I don't know. And I saw your credentials and, you know, on all the things. And I'm like, those are those rams in that bush that like come and just give me that sprinkle of light of like, you're going to get your message out one more time. You're going to get your message out one more time. And that's what I needed.
Yes, thank you for trusting me enough to talk to me.
Of course.
What are some of the things you've learned from your kids?
How to grant myself some grace. So much so I put it on a shirt. How to grant myself some grace and how to find my voice so I can find my peace. Something about becoming a mother to my children was the greatest gift that I didn't know that I want. I knew I wanted to be a mom. Not everyone can snap their fingers to have a baby. And so I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for the gift to be their mom. I'm thankful for them, for their gift that is entrusted with their safety. My children are, I have two boys, so I'm a boy mom, and I'm a boy mom. Like, I got a boy mom. Like, so if you on here listen to me, and I say I'm a boy mom, and you're like, yeah, I know what that means. Not know, you know, I'm a true boy mom. Like, my boys are rambunctious. They're everywhere. They're just into everything. That's every child. But, like, I know why I have boys. I literally posted personally to my community. I was like, you know, I know why I was gifted those two boys to be responsible for. They taught me to grant myself some, I'm a perfectionist by nature. You can't be perfectionist when you have kids. Like, I'm just,
no.
Perfectionist is out the window, down the street, and it's in another state right now. So I made mistakes. You know, I may feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but seeing their smiling face when I walk in after a long day is so refreshing. They don't see them many, I don't have many rough days of like tiredness anymore, other than just fighting to help my clients get where they're going. But I show up every day smiling, and for that, they're happy. They are just a gift, and they taught me to grant myself some grace that it's going to be okay, that they love me in spite of, you know, even on the hard days that I'm like, oh my gosh, another soccer practice. We got to get up. We got to get out of the house by 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning and get breakfast and do this and do that. And it's been a lot. And I have two boys that are 18 months apart as well. So just back-to-back children and just, you know, trying to then start a practice. And it's been a lot, but my boys have taught me that when I want them to be able to choose their own fate and own future, and it does not look like what I thought it would look like. I corporate career climbed for a long time. I'm so happy and proud of it. I would not have it any other way. But no matter what they tell me they want to do, no matter what they say that is their truth, that they want to do with their life, I want them to do it. I want them to live out their dreams, even if it's hard. And I'm going to support them the best way that I can until the end of time. Until I'm on this earth and have breath in my body, I want my boys to be functional members of society. I want them to know that they can do anything that they set their mind to. I want them to know that their mind can change. That just because of what they did as a kid doesn't mean that's what they're going to do as an adult. What they do as an adult won't change in this age, in that age. And like, when they have children, I want to be there for them. And, you know, if, you know, I happen to have a daughter-in-law one day, which is my prayer, my hope, I want them to look at me and be like, job well done. Job well done. I want my boys to be able to provide for their family, to take care of them, to be able to inspire them. Their own children one day is what my hope is for them. And so it's just been a beautiful journey to watch them be able to be Black men and to be well respectable, respected, loved by all. Like, you know, just to try to defy the odds is what I want for my boys. So it's a gift. It's a gift. And to be able to do this today with them and let them just find their own way and their own fate, what they like to do, they do, what they don't, and be okay with that and not try to fit them into a box or it should look like this. it's been a remarkable experience.
Yeah, I have two girls, so I don't know how it is.
But you're a girl dad.
I'm a girl dad, exactly. So I don't know how it is with boys.
But you know how it is with girls, and you got two. How far apart, if you don't mind sharing?
They're about 3.5 years apart.
Okay, good. They all have their journeys, though. So, like, when you've asked, like, you know, is it good to space out, do close together? Both are just your truth.
Yes.
So it is your truth, and it is, but I know that, like, I'm so confident. It's like what people are meant to have is what they're meant to have in no other way. So these two that I own have right now on this earth is a blessing. It's been so amazing. So amazing.
How can people reach out and learn more?
Oh, my, I am Pump with Purpose. So our website, I started that up, pumpwithpurpose.com, pumpwithpurpose.com. I'm on 15 social media platforms, but my largest is Instagram. So join me over there. I can't be everywhere at once. So Instagram is my platform of choice. I do daily stories over there. I post content every day. I go live usually at least Tuesdays and Thursdays. Usually I try to go at least Monday through Thursday, if not Friday, if I can. I do a question box on the weekend right now. I have a podcast called Pump with Purpose. You can find us everywhere and anywhere at Pump with Purpose. So it's been a great thing. Just come in, learn about us, visit our website, come to our Instagram. But if you just want a different way of thinking and just someone. So I remember one time I had a client and she needed sleep help with her child. And she was like, because what happens is if you're a safe space and place, you tend to attract and know about safe spaces and places. And I'm like, of course. And I sent her the contact and like, she's on her way. So like, even if, you know, someone may start pumping, we pride ourselves in making sure that we connect with other people, that we can help families to find their holistic self and what that looks like. Even if it's the significant other having their own struggles becoming a parent, because we didn't even address that, you know, just to be able to have resources for them to find and talk to and just reach out to. I can't control if they do or they don't, but I arm myself with the opportunity that if you are dealing with something in the postpartum space, I usually have a resource that can help you. So you can find us at pumpwithpurpose.com. I'm very responsive. I don't ignore you. I answer every single DM. I answer the comments. I answer my contact form if you fill out one. All of those things. Like, we're very responsive because we know how fragile the space is. We know that, like, waiting a week, sometimes you may not have the milk supply. And your mental health capacity may not be there in a week. So we pride ourselves in trying to be at least responsive in a 24-hour period. And if you hear this and you didn't hear from me in 24 hours, send me another message. Like, you never can contact me enough. I really pride ourselves, whether you're a client, a follower, to get back to everyone within 24 hours. That's our signature standard at a minimum. Usually you're going to hear back from us beforehand. But just in case, because I am on a lot of platforms, if you don't hear back, definitely send us a contact us form on our website. Our goal is to always be as responsive as possible. We are human as well, but we set high standards for ourselves. So definitely you're never going to bug us. Because sometimes, like, getting that help can mean the difference to other things, okay? Making sure you are safe, making sure your children are safe, making sure that, you know, learning about those intrusive thoughts or things that may take place as people go on. Because I know if they listen to your platform, it's for a reason. And I didn't even learn about what intrusive thoughts, like, I had, like, I was like, why am I always going in the room checking on my child to make sure he's, you know, like, I didn't even know until, like, I started and surrounded myself with the importance of, even though I may not personally help, you know, provide mental health care, I wanted to learn about it so I can help normalize, like, I do those things, or I'm nervous about leaving my children, or, like, you know, I left my kids for the first time. I mean, I've left in places like daycare and stuff. Like, I went on a retreat last year in September. That was my first time ever leaving them, minus going to have my baby. I don't want anyone else to do that.
Right.
I don't regret it because it was my truth, but that was not good. It was not good for me. I look forward to doing more times that I get to do something for myself, because motherhood looks different for everyone. And I needed that for me. But if that's not someone else's truth, they shouldn't have to do that. So just normalizing that your truth looks different no matter what it is. And so find us. We genuinely care about you regardless. It's just hard to find people that genuinely care. Not out for anything. You don't even got to work with me. You know, just I just want to help connect you to resources that can be helpful, even if it's not what I exactly do. I pride myself that to be different, because it's good to be different. It's not good to follow the grain. It's not good to just do what everyone else is doing. And I pride myself in not doing that.